Let me call this meeting to order, and Kathy, for the last time, could you take a roll call, please?
Vice Chair Dennis Barcima.
Here.
Trustee John Butler. Trustee Veronica Guerrero.
Here.
Trustee Giuseppe LaGioia.
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Trustee Eric Wasowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Wheeler Coleman.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Brady, do we have verification of quorum and appropriate notification of public meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have reached a physically present quorum and we have appropriate notifications from the university for this public meeting. It is my understanding that Trustee Butler is available by phone, and under the Open Meetings Act and the board bylaws, the board can allow Trustee Butler to attend this meeting by audio, but we need a motion and a second and a vote on that. And Trustee Butler's absence today is because of his employment purposes, which is an allowable reason under the Open Meetings Act and the board bylaws.
Okay, thank you. Can I have a motion to approve Trustee John Butler to participate in the meeting via audio conference?
So
is there a second? Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. We move next to the meeting agenda approval. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. Agenda item four. We have actually two sets of minutes that we need to approve. In our last meeting, the minutes from December 7th were not prepared yet. We are allowed to proceed for two meetings without approval of minutes. So. We are within the rules, but we need to approve the meeting of December 7th and the meeting of February 15th, 2018. Let's take the minutes from the meeting of December 7th, 2017 first. May I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved. May I have a motion now to approve the minutes from the meeting of February 15th, 2018?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes from February 15th, 2018 are approved. Move to agenda item number five, the chair's comments and announcements. But before I give my comments, I would like to look to the UAC representatives for any comments from Linda, from Barbara Kendall. So I'll turn the microphone over to you.
Everybody's pointing at me, and I do have some comments, actually. My name is Barbara Andre, and I'm the president of the Operating Staff Council. So I'm part of the UAC representatives. First, I would like to voice a concern that I and others have encountered regarding the treatment of some employees who are being laid off or displaced, either because of college budgetary issues or because of the closure of the bookstore. Several employees, people whose lives have been turned upside down, have told me that getting timely responses and information from human resources has been very frustrating. It is a minority of people, but it has been expressed to me. We hope all employees receive thoughtful and compassionate treatment as quickly as possible to reduce their stress and uncertainty. Secondly, needless to say, it is a very important day for a large portion of the civil service employees in Local 1890. It's been a long and winding and sometimes bumpy road getting to this day. We are pleased that our initial bargaining agreement is on your agenda today for your consideration and approval. The bargaining unit owes a huge thank you to our unit's negotiators and to Sarah Dorner, the AFSCME representative of Council 31, who is in attendance today. We hope going forward that all union locals on campus will be given the respect and consideration that they deserve and that they earn every day at NIU. Thank you for your thoughtful review and action to provide the protections and the structures that both the employer and the employee deserve. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Barbara. Other comments from Linda or Kendall? We good? Okay, great. Thanks very much. At this point in time, my comments really will center around Kathleen Carey, because this is her last meeting. She will be retiring on June 1st after 32 years here with NIU, and at least for the last year plus that I have been on the board of trustees, Kathleen has supported the board of trustees as well as supporting the chief of staff, Matt Streb. But no matter what job she has held here within the university, she has always done it with great class and with great expertise. So Kathleen, we will miss you very much. Thank you for all of the work that you have done for us, and we wish you the best in your retirement. So thank you. Whoever steps into your shoes will have big shoes to fill. Okay, agenda item six. We wanted to recognize any members of the public who have complied with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws in registering their written request to address the board. Mr. Brady, have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, we have received two requests. The first request came from Derek Van Buren.
Is Mr. Van Buren in the room?
Okay. Then the second request came from Mr. James Lawson.
Mr. Lawson, great. Thank you. To the podium. Move that microphone up a little bit so you can be heard.
All right. My name is James Lawson, and I'm an NIU employee in undergraduate admissions processing. And I felt compelled to use my lunch hour today to come comment on the collective bargaining agreement for AFSCME Local 1890 that's before the board today. I don't expect y'all to do anything but approve it, but I would actually encourage you to vote to postpone the vote so that you can investigate some of the things that have happened in regard to what the bargaining unit has been put before the bargaining unit and what the options of employees were in terms of thinking about this contract and being able to see it. I've worked here for almost a year, and that time I've never been contacted by AFSCME about membership or about anything related to their status as my exclusive bargaining agent. Recently, I received an email from HR telling me about a tentative agreement and contract information and if I had questions. So I sent an email and I received a nice reply that said they would get back to me later in that afternoon, and never heard anything. Someone else in my office got a nasty reply saying they were insulted because she had said she didn't think the deal was a good deal. I don't know why you would want to be a union representative who represents the workers if the workers can't tell you they think that it's a bad deal. What do we know about this deal? Well, we know the workers in this bargaining unit, many of them hadn't had a raise for a long, long time, and at the same time, a different AFSCME union for food workers on campus had negotiated a nice set of raises after 6 months, a year, 3 years, so that you could move as a maid from $9.25 when you started to $15.29 after 4 years. A commitment to getting better at your job, meant that you might be able to make a little bit more money, and that sounded great. My position, as I understand it, started at $12.48 an hour, and that's where it remains today. I heard about many workers who've been here 5, 7, 9 years and hadn't had a raise. So the workers who chose to organize believed they couldn't do any worse by seeking help with a university administration that seemed to only give raises to unionized employees and leadership-level executives. We now know believing Ashamy was a grave mistake for members of the union and the non-members of the bargaining unit who are now collateral damage of their decisions. We know that by approving this contract, the Board of Trustees will be approving a $1.2 to $1.5 million transfer of wealth from its underpaid employees to the union that negotiated this travesty. I say 1.2 to 1.5 million because we don't know how many members have actually signed cards. In fact, some of the members, or people thought they were members in my department, showed up to vote and were told they weren't on the rolls, so they didn't even get to vote. We don't know how many members actually voted in the election. We don't know what the tally was. All inquiries to the union by many different people have gone unanswered. Because of the high turnover in some positions covered by this bargaining unit, I'm now the second longest serving person in my position after only a year, and three people have been hired since I started. It's completely conceivable that fewer than half of the 580 members of this unit are actually union members or actually wish to have Ashamy as their exclusive bargaining agent. We know the only opportunity voters had to review the contract was in the room the day of the voting when it took place, in the presence of union representatives who were explaining the benefits of the deal, as a limited number of copies were available for perusal. These copies could not be removed from the room, we were told, because it was only a draft. Well, that language is exactly what y'all are approving today. I don't know what the secrecy was, but I know that that room was loud, public. People were not allowed to see the contract, discuss it with their families. These are important decisions. Should I vote for this 5-year deal or should I not? Maybe you want to discuss that with your husband or wife. We don't know what the effect of making the agreement public in time to allow people to discuss such an important decision with their families and coworkers would have been. We do know the union was unwilling to afford us that courtesy. Teachers and others I've spoken to in regard to this lack of openness say they've never had fewer than a couple of days at least to look over a contract and discuss it before they voted on it. We think we know, I have yet to see it in writing, that dues will be $43.83 a month, $5.25 for a year for members, and around 80% of that for non-members for so-called fair share fees. So that means anyone hired after January 1st, 2017, not eligible to receive the 3% raise from President Freeman, will actually take a pay cut this year. It'll be small because of the $500 bonus, but anybody who starts tomorrow or the next day and isn't eligible for that bonus is now taking a pay cut. While I'm eligible for my first 3% raise on July 1st, 2019, a union member will make $204 more per year after dues are considering, $393 a week, assuming dues don't go up. We know this deal does nothing to change the base hourly rates of any of the positions covered in the bargaining unit. Anyone unlucky enough to start tomorrow will make $43.83 less a month than they would have without a union. Anyone unlucky enough to start July 2nd, 2019 will make at least, depending on whether dues go up, $43.83 per week less than they would have without a union, and will be guaranteed only one 3% raise during the duration of the contract. We know that most of this contract is a recapitulation of already existing civil service protections or existing university policy, and in some cases is worse. For example, current university regulations give an employee 40 days to file a grievance. This contract cuts it to 10. Finally, we don't know what the long-term effects of this agreement will be. There's already a significant amount of mistrust between employees who support the union and those who don't understand how they could have been betrayed. We don't know if crushing this bargaining unit hope, the bargaining unit's hopes that a collective bargaining would put its wages in line with cost of living and peer institution comparisons will also crush the loyalty to NIU that so many of the long-term employees have shown to this institution. We don't know if NIU will continue to get by amid high turnover and poorly paid positions, or if we are witnessing the long, slow death of a once proud institution. Look around DeKalb, it's in decline. Who would want to start a business here when the institution that employs most of its residents doesn't pay those employees enough to go out to a restaurant or a movie or to see music or to buy anything except the essentials? If you want a better future, you need to leave DeKalb. That's what people have learned. And it's slowly sinking into the many of us that had hoped we could make this place our home for many years. We know that parents and prospective students visit DeKalb and end up on campus, and they see these workers who are part of the bargaining unit, and they're the ones they interact with on a face-to-face basis every day. We do our best to try to make NIU an appealing and exciting place for their prospective students, and I hope that one day we can be rewarded accordingly. And I thank you all for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lawson, for your comments. Okay, Mr. Van Buren is not in the room, so to the best of my knowledge, correct? Okay, so we will move on then to agenda item number 7, the President's Report, number 122. First, we will discuss agenda item 7A1, which is the collective bargaining agreement for AFSCME Local 1890. And I will turn the microphone over to President Freeman.
Thank you. Northern Illinois University respects all of its employees and respects the right of those employees to organize. We negotiate with 17 collective bargaining organizations representing different employee groups. Salary increases and other terms and conditions of employment for bargaining unit members are subject to negotiation, and final agreements are submitted for approval to the Board of Trustees. As we've heard a number of times this morning, the AFSCME Local 1890, Council 31, representing approximately 580 employees in clerical, paraprofessional, technical, and administrative roles as civil service classifications across the university, have, after prolonged negotiations, reached complete initial agreement covering wages, hours, and conditions of employment. That agreement has been ratified, and that tentative agreement is presented for board action today. This is a 5-year agreement with an effective date of approval by the Board of NIU Board of Trustees and an expiration date in June of 2023. The contract has been provided. In terms of our recommendation, the terms and conditions of this agreement are consistent with university policies and guidelines. The Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee earlier this morning endorsed this collective bargaining agreement and asked the President to forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at this meeting. The university is recommending approval of this agreement. And I know we have a number of 1890 members who have come to this meeting to see this vote, and I would ask them to stand so that we could recognize their presence.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is passed. Congratulations. At this point in time, I will be asking Acting President Lisa Freeman to present the remaining items.
Our second action item this morning is also a collective bargaining agreement that was discussed this morning in the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. It is agreement for the Metropolitan Alliance of Police, AFSCME Local 291, representing approximately 30 employees in the police officer civil service classification. It's a 5-year agreement effective July 1st, 2016, with an expiration date of June 30th, 2021. The committee earlier today endorsed this collective bargaining agreement, asked the president to forward it by means of this report to the board for approval at this meeting, and the university recommends approval of the agreement.
Okay. May I have a motion to approve? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All the,
aye.
Aye. Thank you. The voice of John.
Thank you.
All those opposed say nay. The motion is passed.
God. Now I really feel like John Butler is God.
So. No comment.
He does too, obviously.
I will add, I have always found Trustee Butler somewhat intimidating, and this is certainly consistent with that sentiment. Our final action item for this morning, agenda item 7A3, was discussed in Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee this morning. At that point, the recommendation was to bring the item forward to the June meeting, but we are taking it up today to advantage the proposal and to facilitate or accelerate approval by the IBHE. There is a queue for proposal approval at the Higher Ed Board, and by getting the approval today, we may be able to move this important degree request forward. The request is for a new degree program, a Bachelor's of Science in Mechatronics Engineering. It was discussed, the content were discussed in detail this morning. The Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorsed the collective bargaining agreement, asked that it be forwarded by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees. We're asking for approval at this meeting. The university is enthusiastic in this recommendation.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
I so move.
Is there a second? Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 There we go. Opposed? The motion is passed.
That concludes the President's report.
Thank you very much. Okay, are there any other matters that require the attention of the Executive Committee of this special meeting today? Good? Okay. Hearing none, our next meeting will be on June 14th at 9 a.m. There will be no closed session today. May I have a motion to adjourn this meeting? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is approved and the meeting is now adjourned.